Hello, everybody. This is Big Chuck. How you doing, gang? Everybody okay out there? Well, I think I have to talk a little bit about Chuck Barris. Now that Chuck Barris is gone from the Gong Show, I don't think I have ever in the 28 years that I have been doing this radio really talked to you and told you the whole story of my being on the Gong Show. I was on the Gong Show. Actually, I was on it a couple of times, but the one that really, of course, was the most important one was the first time I was on it, and I won it, and it was cool. It was very cool. So, with Chuck Barris leaving the scene at 87 years old, he was a great guy. I talked with Chuck Barris many times, and let me just tell you what happened. Look, it was a long time ago, 40 years ago, so maybe I've got a year off or a date off, but as I remember it, it was 1977, I believe, and I was living in Los Angeles, and I was singing in wherever I could in a showcase or a bad nightclub or something like that. I also had a full-time job in the daytime. I worked full-time at the Biltmore Hotel. And in any case, the Gong Show, I was always going out to auditions and doing all that. And they had a magazine, I can't remember the name of it now, like Showtime or something, that told all the struggling entertainers in Los Angeles where auditions were, where showcases were, and stuff like that. And I saw an ad, and it said, coming soon, new variety show for NBC, looking for talent. It will be like the old Arthur Godfrey show or the Ted Mack original hour, amateur hour show. Auditions are open. And I said, well, I wonder what this is all about. There was no mention of Chuck Barris or the gong or the funniness. And I went. I went to the audition, not even knowing what it was. It was on Cahuenga Boulevard in Los Angeles. And I got there, and it was an old restaurant, like the World of the Galaxy of Food or something, a restaurant that had gone under. And there were dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of struggling entertainers lined up with their 8x10 and their resume. And this was it. So I just got in line. I had no idea what I was doing. None. I was young and foolish and had plenty of hair. But in any case, so I finally got in. And they took my information. I didn't have an 8x10, black and white. I didn't even have a resume. I didn't even know. And told them I was there to audition. They said, okay, go ahead and have a seat, you know. So I did. And pretty soon they called my name and I went in. And there were black curtains all around to create a little audition room and a camera. And Chuck Barris. Chuck Barris sitting in a folding director's chair. And he came over and shook hands. I said, well, my name's Chuck, too. And we giggled or whatever. And he said, what are you going to do? And I said, I'm going to sing. He said, okay, get up there and sing. So I went up and I sang. I don't even know what I sang. Honestly, I don't. Like a popular song of the day, like Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head or something. And finally, he said something. He joked about my size because I was a big guy and he was a short guy, and he and I had a little bit of a comic riff between each other. That's all I can remember. And I left my information and I left. And if you remember the Gong Show now, in retrospect, there was filled with all kinds of zaniness, but there was usually a singer who sang straight in front of the orchestra, female or a male, straight in front of the orchestra. And that's what I wanted. And I figured that would be a good videotape for my auditions, and that would be my boost to stardom. So anyway, I didn't hear, and I didn't hear. And finally, I got a call. And I got a call at the Biltmore. Or was I working at the Sheraton? And in any case, it doesn't matter. And it was Chuck Barris himself. And I'm at work. And he said, Chuck, here's the situation we're looking at. He said, we liked you. We think you've got a nice personality. We have two things to offer you. One, if you want to be a straight singer, which you suggested that you did, and you want to appear in front of the orchestra, he said, there's probably 300 people in front of you that we're going to put on there. He said, however, if you can come up with a gimmick, we'll put you on Friday. And I said, wow. I have to think about this. And I went home. I was living with a bunch of people in Venice, California. I said, what am I going to do? And they said, you're going to do it. You're going to come up with a gimmick. Who knows when this show will be on, how long this show will be on. And they said, you know what? I couldn't think of a gimmick. They said, you're always singing in the shower. Why don't you tell them you'll sing in the shower? And I said, that's it. I talked to Chuck Barris the next day. I said, I'll sing in the shower. He said, I love it. And that Friday, I was on The Gong Show. It's still such a blur. I went down for rehearsals. We were there all day. And I literally sang naked in a shower stall. They brought the shower stall up from the NBC men's room. They put it on the stage. They hooked it up with a garden hose. And they cut a big hole in the shower curtain. And I would get in, and they wanted me to sing Bad, Bad Leroy Brown, which was a big hit. I said, okay. So I got in during rehearsal. They told me, you just go in there with your clothes on because we think this is only going to work once. So you just get in there, look out the hole, sing, and we'll get the camera angle and the lighting, and we're not going to try the water because we don't know if it'll happen twice. So I did that, and I came back later that night. And I literally had a robe on. Didn't have any clothes. I had a robe on and sandals. And on the back of the robe, it said The Gong Show, like a boxer's robe. And I was the last act on The Gong Show. I was the last act. And my judges were Jamie Farr from MASH, J.P. Morgan, and Artie Johnson from Laugh-In. So anyway, all these other acts go up, and if I remember correctly, nobody had gotten gonged yet. They were all doing these silly acts, and I thought, oh my God, I'm going to be gonged. They got to have somebody get gonged. So I was the last act. And I got out of my robe, went into the shower. The curtain is closed. I heard Chuck Barris. I don't know what he was doing out there, but he said, here he is all the way from Vermont. I had never been in the state of Vermont. All the way from Vermont, here's Chuck D'Imperio singing in the shower. The curtain opened, and the water started pouring on me. And I looked over at Milton DeLugge and his band of thugs, the orchestra, and they're swinging and swaying with Bad, Bad Leroy Brown. And I started singing, and I'm just belting it. And the camera's moving in and out. And all of a sudden, I noticed that the three guest judges were getting out of their chairs, and I thought they were going to go to the gong, but instead they came out on the stage to me, and they started dancing around the shower stall and everything else, and J.P. Morgan, believe it or not, opened the curtain and stuck her head in the shower where I was naked. Then she came back out, and the song was over, and I was nervous, and Chuck Barris said, we'll be right back after this commercial for Chuck's score. They came over, they put the robe on me, and I stood there, and the judges went back. And then the curtain opened, and I could see the guy behind the camera holding the cue cards, and he said, the cue card read, today's winner with a perfect score of 30 is Chuck D'Imperio. And so I knew instantly that I had won, and I was so relaxed now. But you had to go to the judges for their score. All right? So we went to Artie Johnson, and he said, that was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. I'll give him a 10. Then we went to Jamie Farr. And Jamie Farr said, look, I dress up as a woman every week on MASH, but even I'm not going to do what he just did. So I'll give him a 10. And they went to J.P. Morgan, and she said, well, I didn't like his singing so much, but I'll give him a 10 for what I saw in the shower. And the place went nuts. The confetti started to fall. The little guy came out. He gave me the check for whatever, $606.09 or whatever. The credits started to roll. Everybody was dancing. I was like on another planet thinking, what have I just done? And meanwhile, my whole family was watching it at my dad's restaurant in Sydney. And all my friends were watching it. And that was 40 years ago. 40 years ago. And I'll just end this by saying I also won Turtle Wax Products, Mr. Coffee Machine, and Chapstick. They were the sponsors of the show. I guess you got whatever the show's sponsor were. So it was a big deal. And That was my 15 minutes of fame, and I'm still talking about it 40 years later, and Chuck Barris has passed away. But I will tell you this. About 10 years ago, I may be wrong on that, I don't have it in front of me, Chuck Barris wrote a book called Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, and they were going to make it into a movie, and Chuck Barris was on a publicity tour for the movie and the book. And I was at the radio station here in Oneonta, and the phone call came through, and it was his publicist. And the publicist said, hello, my name is so-and-so, I'm calling from Los Angeles, and we're trying to line up some radio interviews with Chuck Barris about his new book. And I said, oh my God, Chuck Barris, of course I'll talk to him. And she put him on, and I said, Chuck, I've got to ask you before I interview you, do you remember me? He said, why? What? I said, I was on the Gong Show in your first year. He said, what'd you do? I said, I was the shower singer. Bad, bad Leroy Brown, Jamie Farr, and J.P. Morgan. I went through the whole thing, and he's like, oh, I do remember you. He said, I remember you because not only was it a great act, but we really didn't even know if it would work, if the water would come out of that hose on you when you sang. And he laughed, and we reminisced. And so that's my Gong Show story in as much of entirety as this old brain can remember. I have my Gong Show trophy in my home in a place of honor. And that's the way it was.